Chapter 4. The coffee shop is small, clean, and cozy. The kind of place you'd expect to see in a movie where the main characters have an intimate talk about their lives with lots of laughter. Jake and I are in a small booth at the back, and no one bothers us. They all know who Jake is, naturally, but around here everyone's too sophisticated to go Google-eyed over a celebrity. Jake seems to have relaxed a little now that he's sitting down. Maybe it is because I can't see his woody pushing so obviously through his jeans, but I don't need to see it to know it's still there. And I also know that all it took to make his little soldier salute was a quick peek of my tits. So, movie stars are human too? So, how's your mom? He asks. He tries to meet my eyes, but I lean over the table toward him so that he can see down my top. My stratagem is working, and he can't stop looking at my breasts. She's great, I say. Her and Dad are like the most important people in our town, so as you can imagine, they stay pretty busy. So she married Steve Roland, he says. That's right. Steve was always a good friend to Bridget, he says. Yep. My mom always says that Steve will do anything for her. When did they get married? He asks. It was 19 years ago, I say. Right after you left. It's not hard to figure it out. We can both put it together. My dad was my mom's rebound after Jake ran off to Hollywood. He looks at me. His eyes are studying my face intently. He's thinking. I can almost hear the gears turning in his head. In case you're wondering, I'm 18. Well, practically 19, I say. Mom and Dad were running to the church to beat my arrival. He blinks, a little bewildered because I've just answered the question that has been on his mind ever since we met, but doesn't know how to ask it. It's written all over his face that he's dying to know how old I am. He has another question he wants to ask me, but he's afraid to. You're wondering if Steve's my dad, I say helpfully. What? He splutters, and he nearly throws his coffee across the room. Makes me laugh, honestly. Does he ever relax? He opens his mouth to speak, but he closes it before he can say anything. Let me help you out, Jake, I say. You're wondering if I think you're my dad. You're wondering if I'm some crazy girl who's come to the big city hoping for some lifetime movie reunion with her long-lost famous father. Isn't that it? He turns pale, and I burst into loud laughter. He looks away. Then he looks back at me. Then he looks down my top. As shocked and scared as he seems to be, he can't resist the urge to look at my tits. Man, I must say, I'm enjoying all of this. His glances are making me tingly down below, and my nipples are hard and sensitive. I shift my body slightly to make them graze against the silk of my dress. Relax, will you? I say. I know you're not my dad. You do? He says, visibly relieved. Oh, come on. How could you possibly be, I say. You and Mom never fucked. What, how do you... He stammers and blushes like a virgin on her first night. I'm beginning to wonder whether the tabloids aren't right about him. Maybe Jake Splinter is nothing but a pretty face with no brain after all. Perhaps I should cut him some slack. The poor guy must be in shock. My mom told me all about it, Jake, I say. She did, he says. Now he's redder than a boiling lobster. That's so sweet. Of course, I say. We had a girls' night out on my 16th birthday. Mom got a little tipsy on wine coolers, and you know how it is. One thing led to another, and eventually she told me all about you guys. She told you about us? There wasn't much to tell, was there? Kind of boring, honestly. She told me that you two were going to wait to do it until you're married, and then you went to Hollywood, and the rest is history, I say. He nods, looking a little relieved. Oh, she also told me that you didn't want to wait, and that you were pretty miffed when she said no. I giggle and give his arm a compassionate squeeze. That's what she told you? He whispers, glancing up from my tits into my eyes. Yeah, she told me about the big Valentine's Day date, I say. How you got her those Victoria's Secret satin panties. Apparently you are really crazy about those panties. But then how everything kind of blew up when she said no to sex and how you basically ran away the next day. She told you all that? He says.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a secret. She still has those panties.
Really?
He really isn't the most gifted conversationalist. I guess it's time to stop fooling around. She kept them in a box with all the other stuff you gave her. You know, love letters and stuff, I say. And you saw all that stuff, he says.
I did. When I found them, those sexy purple panties were still in their package.
She never opened them? He asks.
I shake my head no.
But you know what? I beckon him with my finger to come closer. He leans in over the table toward me, his eyes heading back down my top before coming up to meet my eyes. I open them, I tell him in a soft whisper, and I'm wearing them right now.